Anyway, enough messing around. Let's do some meditation. So what did you put in the tea? That's very energetic. So sit down, close your eyes. With your eyes closed, as I can go inside, it's a nice personal world of safety, of peace, even happiness. But when we start meditating, it's always good to check your body. And I usually spend a lot of time on my body, starting with the legs, starting the bottom of the legs, the feet, which sometimes don't get enough attention. I know my teacher Ajahn Chah used to say, "You Westerners have stupid feet," which meant that we never really were aware of them and kept sort of banging them on things. But with some mindfulness and some care, you soon get to know your feet. You get a relationship with them of kindness. You don't just take parts of your body for granted. So I'm now just being aware, mindful of my feet, and then adding the extra ingredient, which is really important in meditation, in life, of kindness. I'm kind to my feet. And when I'm aware and kind, all the sensations in my feet tend to get so relaxed and peaceful. And if there is any problem in my feet because I didn't put my feet in the right position to begin with, I notice it and I change my position as soon as possible. I want my feet to be comfortable. And I go up my feet to my legs, the calves, the knees, and in the knees even. I feel those knees, aware of them. Any sensations there which are irritating, I'll either move my knees or I'll just relax. Over these years of meditating, I've become so aware of my body, I can look at those knees and I know how to relax the feelings there. Sometimes there's some tightness there. I just imagine that tightness expanding, and anything being pulled apart, things being loosened. Any inflammation softening. Everything getting so loose and at ease. And honestly, I'm doing that right now. Relaxing my own knees. I've learned how to do that. It's not that hard. And that keeps my knees always really in good shape. Pain-free. And I go up my thighs. A huge amount of muscles there. And I feel them as I go up, just checking out everything is relaxed and at ease. Just like when you ask people, just so relax, make yourself at home, no need to hold your body so tight. I do that to muscles. So my thighs feel so soft, so open, so relaxed. And the feelings of relaxation are usually very pleasant. So I enjoy this part of meditation. So I go back to my muscles. I have some hay fever always. And I go to my butt. Check the muscles there. And then up my torso. Start up my back first of all. You get to know your body and what it needs. I usually give a stretch of my back at this time. Feels great, and then I let go. There's something about making part of your body tighter and then let go, and it becomes looser than when you started. and my back feels really at ease. And I go to the front of my body and just go up all these organs, all the colon and intestines and other glands and body parts, which I don't really know the name of, forgotten this time. But I feel them. Can understand any sensations there. You know any sensations which are tight, painful, unpleasant? It means there's something imbalanced there. I don't say wrong or ill, just say that I'm balanced. My job is now to balance it. Give some kindness, some care, some attention. Whenever I do that, that part of the body relaxes. The aches, the pains get less, little by little. I'm not afraid of my body. Instead, I'm kind to it. I get to know it, it's my friend. We live together. It may sound an obvious thing, but if we live together, I want to live in harmony with my body, at peace with it. And I've learned how to do that. So I sweep my attention up my body, the bottom, right up to the lungs, stomach, a bit below the lungs, I think, the heart, all the muscles there too, the esophagus. Till I get to the top, I get to my shoulders. People do have sore shoulders sometimes, but I know how to relax my own shoulders. And sometimes it's tightening them up, scrunching them up as much as I can. Really scrunchy, and then let go. And they become more relaxed than when I started. It's my gift of kindness to my own shoulders. So they can be at peace while I'm meditating. And I go down my arms. Even though I don't have any injuries to my arms or hands, still I feel all of those muscles go past the elbows and the wrists, get to the fingers, making sure everything is well relaxed. Sometimes I ask my hands, are you happy like that? Do you want to be changed, adjusted? And it's amazing, if you ask parts of your body how they are, you sort of get an answer. You can feel how comfortable your hands are. It's as if they're part of your family, independent beings, and they let you know. My hands are quite happy where they are, so I'm going to leave them like that. And I go up to my neck. And I have got some sort of hay fever there, irritation. I have noticed in monastery, in Serpentine, the wattles are in full flower. And I think some of their pollen is probably responsible for irritating my throat. It's only slight irritation, but now I focus on it. First of all, you're aware of the irritation, and then you learn what relaxes that irritation. It's an exaggerated response to this little pollen just irritating your throat. So I let it be with kindness. And it relaxes and eases off. Once it's relaxed enough, then I go to my face, relaxing the muscles around the eyes and the mouth especially. Because that's a sign of some emotional tension, if those muscles are tight. And it's not hard to relax those muscles. You're aware of that area. Soon, by trial and error, you learn what to do to loosen the tightness so the whole face relaxes to the max. And when it is relaxed, you can have other parts of the body you can focus on if you wish, especially if those parts need your attention. And then you become aware of your whole body, from toes to tip of the head, all joined together, working together, balanced, relaxed. I keep watching my own body, all together, relaxing it, easing it, kind to it, until I always get this delightful sensation. It's pleasurable to be relaxed, and that pleasure takes you to deeper relaxation. Okay, it took a bit of a while this evening, but now I can feel the delightful relaxation sensation. It makes meditation very pleasant and very healthy. I just stay there for a minute or two, just literally enjoying being aware of a relaxed body. When it's time, we go deeper by going into our inner world, using peaceometer. How peaceful are you right now? Just like a thermometer, speedometer. This is your peaceometer. If you're really agitated, give it a high number, say 10. Very, very peaceful, maybe one, somewhere in between. It just gets you to be aware of how peaceful you are and what causes the reading on your peaceometer to get closer to one. What makes you peaceful? What disturbs you? Things like present moment awareness, just being here right now. That calms you down. Not thinking, but knowing. Listening to the world, rather than giving your opinion about the world. Use silence, quietness, and present moment awareness. And kindness. Be kind to this moment. Care for this moment. What you care for stays with you naturally. And little by little, the mind becomes very peaceful and very delightful, a joy to be with. If you want to watch your breath sometime, fine. But don't force it. Just be in this moment, being kind. That's the most important. I'm going to be quiet now. When I start speaking again, you'll be close to the end of the meditation period. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. Don't rush out. Stay inside for a few more moments. And know how it feels. The beauty, the profound delight, the peace. Your own experience, not what someone tells you. And just valuing this peace. Remembering how important it is. That will develop your meditation more than any words of mine. As you come out from the mind to the body, you just check how your body feels. My body always feels just so peaceful, so comfortable. Sometimes if you weren't here, I wouldn't come out. I realize how healthy this is. You know this, you feel it. And now, I've got to ring that gong. Ring it 3 times. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong, it's an invite to come out from the meditation and open your eyes. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong. Please smile at the end of a good meditation. Share your joy with others.